Hi, my name is Noelle and I'm a Census Community Advisor. I've completed my census because the information that I've provided, it will help make sure that I am included in the statistics in my local area. It will also help inform policy at a local and national level for many years to come. The census is a unique survey that happens once every 10 years. So it's very important as it determines the financial resources available and service delivery of many of the, you know, services that we use on a daily basis, such as the NHS, education, GPs, housing, transport, you name it. So it's just making sure that I am included and counted for.
In what way do you think the census might make a difference to your community? I mean, the information from the census will impact the decisions made for the next 10 years to come. And that's a very long time. So, you know, our society has changed and it is changing. So I believe that ensuring that there's, you know, a detailed snapshot of our society and the people that live in it, especially after the pandemic, it will help understand the needs of different people and communities. So this will then hopefully you know, then make sure that these changes are reflected in the planning and delivery of services that we use every day, such as, you know, hospitals, GPs, schools, transport, and so much more. What does community mean to you in Leicester? To me, in Leicester, it means a sense of support around you and a feeling of belonging. So Leicester is a multicultural city. And to me, it's about understanding, you know, and acknowledging and recognizing that we all come from different backgrounds and, you know, we have different life experiences and our needs might not be the same. So each community is unique and it's about understanding the needs of people and communities and ensuring that people receive the support that they need and that their voices are heard.
What do you want from the census? I think it's important to understand that the data collected from the census is used to look at our society and everyone who lives in it in more detail. And it also sets a benchmark for other statistics to justify funding and planning of services based on people's needs. So policy decisions by the government, spending of local authorities, businesses, charities, emergency services, the education department, they all use census data and, you know, also years of austerity and the impact of the current pandemic will also highlight the difficulties many people are facing in the countries and highlight areas of deprivation. So the last census was in 2011 and so much has changed in the last 10 years. So I think this census will hopefully, you know, paint a more accurate picture of our society and the needs of people. It's also the first digital census, so it made it a lot more accessible for people as you can complete the census on any device. So, yeah, a lot has changed. And I think, you know, this census will allow the government and local authorities to look at, you know, our society in more detail and then to invest into, you know, departments such as healthcare, housing, education, and also in communities, depending on the needs of our population. And then to hopefully then also implement changes to reduce inequalities.
In what way do you think the census might make a difference to your community? I think it will make a difference in many ways to my community. I'm the community advisor for the Somali community in Leicester. My role is to engage mainly with members from my community, to encourage them to take part in the census, to also help people with completing their census, and to answer any question that they have in relation to what will happen to the data collected and what the benefits are of completing their census. So it's actually interesting to know that there's no accurate size of the Somali community in the UK, even though it is estimated to be one of the large minority groups. So I think one way this census will make a difference is that for our community, we're hoping that everyone takes part nationally and it will then provide a more accurate representation of our size and also the needs of the Somali community. So this data will then allow key organizations to kind of plan and deliver targeted support.